www.thebeatmaster.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Got Rick Hunsinger on the line with me right now. Rick is one of the founders of Formation Metals, great company. Interest of full disclosure, I own shares in Formation Metals. I purchased those shares out of the open market. Need to be aware of that. I'm highly biased here. There's no way that this is unbiased information coming from me. I wouldn't have bought the stock in it if I did. For our new listeners, I also want to let you know that before I purchase or sell any stock, I always give 3 days notice on this program, so I think that's really only fair. Corey Fleck is also with me. Corey, Formation is kind of a new situation for yourself. What questions do you have for Rick that would maybe give you a better understanding of the company?
Oh, thanks, Al. Yeah, just after a little bit of the research that I've done, I'm not too well-versed in the cobalt industry, but Rick, from what I understand, that Big Creek hydrometallurgical complex that you guys have and are developing and the cobalt addition to, that seems to be a pretty key play in the company, correct?
Well, it is. It's part of the overall picture of what we call the Idaho Cobalt Project, which is a primary cobalt deposit that we're putting into production in the United States, and it's in Idaho, obviously. The mine and mill are one part of it, located just outside of the town of Salmon, and north of there is where the Big Creek Hydrometallurgical Complex is. It's a bit of a mouthful, but the key word in there is hydrometallurgical. It's a type of processing. It's hydro, it means water. It's not pyro, it's not fire. So a pyrometallurgical refinery is the typical thing that people would associate with refining, with big smokestacks belching out black smoke, that sort of thing. That's not what we're going to do. We have a hydromet facility, which is a zero liquid discharge facility, very environmentally friendly, and it's capable of taking the concentrate, or will be capable of taking the concentrate from our mine and producing very high purity cobalt, which is it's a unique type of cobalt that's used very specifically in the critical applications in the aerospace sector, and I'm referring in particular to the moving parts of jet engine turbines. So it's a critical element. It's in strong demand, and the U.S. is the largest single consumer, and they do not have a domestic source. So it's a good fit.
You know, it's really a good fit. And something else, you know, I don't mean to jump in here, Corey, but something else that's really important, I think, in terms of the company, really is the management team. I mean, these guys, these people are second to none. And if you look at their directors, the former Secretary of the Interior, Cecil Andrus, and former governor, three-term governor of the state of Idaho, is one of their very active board members. And it's... I'm a people person, I think, as everybody is aware, and I invest in people. I don't invest necessarily. I invest in companies because of the people. And the people involved with Formation are, you know, they're about the hardest working, most competent people that I'm aware of. And, you know, Rick, if you could elaborate on some of the staff, that with management, I guess, is a better way to put it, that would be great.
Well, that's quite the pat on the back, Al.
That's true, man.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, dedication. I will certainly vouch for that. The people that we do have on board and part of our development team have typically been with this project since inception, and that was in the mid-1990s, and we've taken it right through to all the feasibility stages, and now it's in construction. So the guys that are behind this, just over that course of time, obviously, have gotten a lot more experience, but we've been able to attract some pretty heavy hitters on the board. You mentioned Cecil Andrus, the ex-four-term governor of the state of Idaho and Secretary of the Interior. Of course, he helped us out immensely when it came down to dealing with the NGOs and whatnot and to get these permits pushed through, and he did a heck of a job for it. He's a Democrat, by the way, and you don't see too many of those guys that are actually get behind mining projects, but he's a pretty savvy guy and a heck of a statesman, and we're very happy to have him on board. There's other individuals, one of them, for example, Rob Metka. He's the actual general manager of CZinc. He's presently a principal of Hatch Engineering, which is the largest mining engineering firm in the world. So he's a big guy. We have the ex-VP and general counsel for Battle Mountain Gold Company on our board, Bob Quinn. A few other guys here. Those are just sort of a sampling of who we have helping us out getting this thing through to production.
Wow, that is a very impressive management team there, Rick. Touching back on the ICP, the cobalt project you guys have, are you guys still on schedule for that Q3 in 2013 to start production or really start pulling it out of the ground?
Well, yeah, that's a moving target, and unfortunately, it just seems to be moving ahead with that is correct. Right now, Q3 2013 looks like a good place to set our hats for our goal, rather, to actually start production. But the thing is we're in the middle of finalizing the financing, and the financing that we're looking for right now is going to allow us to go underground and get to the ore face and start mining. We don't want to start going underground until we're sure we have all the money in place to finish the job. The last thing you want to do is start going underground and spend all your money and then have a half-built mine and no money in place. We're not going to expose our shareholders to that kind of risk. Getting financed over in these current financial markets is no easy task. We've had to wear a couple of different hats and pursue various different avenues. We're still dealing with the banks, the major banks. They're extremely risk adverse, however, so we're not relying on them to do this, put this together for us. We have a number of irons in the fire, and two of them are very prospective, and I can't discuss any details because it's not public, but I can tell you that we like to believe that we can have things going full gear come, well, there's no sense doing a lot of marketing in August necessarily, but you can certainly spend all that time getting prepared and hopefully have the balance of the financing wrapped up in a matter of weeks. That's the target, that's the goal right now, and under current conditions, it looks like it's a very feasible target for us. So it'll take about 9 to 14 months once we start underground to get finished. So let's just round it up to a year. So if you say a year from this September, say, or even October, there you are into your Q3 of 2013. So that's where that date comes from.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much, Rick.
Having said that, one other thing that I want to touch on again for our new listeners, the veteran listeners that we have are very aware of this, but you've also got a very interesting little cash flow situation with the refinery just outside of Kellogg. You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, we have a couple of revenue-generating businesses out of the refinery. One of them is pretty new, which is we're pretty excited about. There was a news release out on it on the 2nd of May. We call that the new concentrate processing business. The existing business, I'll just touch on, was generating some modest cash flow for us. That actually lost a bit of money in the last quarter due to falling commodity prices and a drop in some business. But that has to do with us taking in doré from various producing mines, and we toll it and give them back high-purity bullion, which is accepted as good delivery on COMEX, by the way. That's a recent advancement for us. That recent good delivery on COMEX notification that we got actually was the catalyst for that May 2nd news release. What we're doing is throughout the whole process of putting the Idaho Cobalt Project together involved engineering and optimization, and one thing we discovered was instead of using the existing autoclaves that were in the Hydromet facility, there are three separate ones, it was a batch process, it came to light that it would be more efficient and better throughput and better recoveries to design and procure and build a single continuous process Hydromet vat for the cobalt concentrate. So that freed up those three existing Hydromet vats, and those ones are now going to be used to actually handle third-party concentrate. This is a huge thing for us. The profit margin on processing concentrate far exceeds that of just tolling doré. So it's a significant new business for us. It's just starting up. We're hoping to see that reflected in the financial statements over the course of the next 6 to 9 months, which incidentally is going to be sooner, realizing significant cash flow sooner than the cobalt project. So there's actually, within a year, we're hoping to have three separate revenue streams, one coming from the cobalt project itself, which is what has been our main focus. Of course, this new business of processing third-party concentrate, and then, of course, the existing business of tolling doré into bullion for our clients. So most of those guys come out of Mexico, actually. It's a lot of Mexican mine producers give us their doré that they pour on site, and we turn around and toll them back and give them some bullion. So three separate revenue streams, that's the goal within a year.
And that's one of the reasons Big Al has invested in this company. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, not investment advice, not even close. These are just some of the ideas that we have within our company. If you want more information on Formation Metals, click on the banner on the site. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Hi.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the Weekend Edition, the second hour of the Weekend Edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Got my buddy Grant Williams with me right now. Grant is also going to come back in the final segment and talk about the situation in the United States. But what we're going to talk about right now is the situation in Europe. You know, Draghi came out this past week and he said we will do whatever it takes to keep this system going. I would maintain that that's an impossibility. Nothing is impossible, I suppose, but I would maintain that the odds of that being done successfully are slim to none. Grant, what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, I guess the good thing is that we are now fast approaching a date in Europe. I know we've had plenty of dates in Europe over the last year or two where certain things are supposed to happen. Otherwise, you know, it's catastrophe. But this time we really do have something to actually look at, which is August the 20th. And the 20th of August, Greece has to repay the ECB 3.8 billion euro, which it can't do, pure and simple. It can't do. And clearly the mood in Europe from a political standpoint is changing. And if they can't pay this money back, it's going to be time to cut off the free money, which will finally lead us to have to deal with this famous Grexit that people keep talking about. Now, interestingly enough, Citigroup just yesterday came out and they've increased their guess that the likelihood that Greece is going to leave the euro to 90% now. So finally, some reality is dawning on people over a situation that has been very, very obvious to me and a lot of other people, for sure, for a long, long time. The numbers don't work. You know, I've spoken about this before. But Greece is heading for the exits. The Germans are starting to make noises about how it's not such a scary thing anymore if Greece does exit, to try and smooth the way and prepare the ground for this. But Greece is not going to get handed this 4 billion euro because, like, hey presto, right behind them is Spain, and Spain is starting to fall apart too. Now, some estimates in Spain are that they've got about 40 days worth of money left. We've just had Valencia, one of the big regions there, ask for a bailout. Catalonia is in even worse fate than Valencia, and we've seen, you know, the books that got cooked by the previous administration starting to come to light on the regional front, and Spain is struggling. Now, Draghi came out yesterday and spoke. He hasn't actually done anything. Let's not forget that. The markets rallied pretty hard yesterday on more words from Draghi, who I think realizes now that they've got two choices here, which are the printing press and implosion for the euro. Now, that's been the case the whole time, basically. The
sure.
time when they could fix this was a long, long time ago. And we all know from looking at this that they're their choices. Draghi is intimating that he's going to pick the printing press, which I think he will find any way to do that he can. But don't forget, we have to get past the Germans because it's them that's going to be writing the checks. And they're talking right now about the ESM being given a banking license so that it can borrow money from the ECB to lend to other people to buy their own debt. I mean, the whole thing is just this giant Ponzi scheme, and it gets more amusing the longer it goes on in a perverse way. But for Draghi to come out and say yesterday, you know, we will do anything it takes, and believe me, it will be enough. Yeah, that just made me think about that quote for Gunton's, you know, about the fiscal cliff and about U.S. downgrades, you know, saying it will never happen.
Yeah.
Draghi cannot say it will be enough because he doesn't know.
Yeah.
And things are unraveling very, very fast in Europe now. So keep an eye on August the 20th. That's going to be a very, very important day.
Oh, I think it is going to be a really important day. You know, and I have to go back to something that I was talking about back in the late 90s on this particular show, and that is, look what's coming. There's a train wreck right around the corner, and it happened. I couldn't believe what was going on in the dot-com bubble. I couldn't believe what was going on in the real estate bubble. Totally switched my way of thinking over to hard assets, you know, in terms of economic issues. Why don't people understand the futility of the situation right now and change the damn thing? You know, you've got the majority of the world. The majority of the world, when you look at North America and the European continent and the British Isles, big, big trouble. And, you know, it's just... It's amazing to me that, number one, the Europeans are, the Europeans in the street don't seem to realize it. Take away entitlements, they riot. Okay, this is going on all over Europe right now. People in the United States, and we're going to talk about that in the last segment, they don't have a clue what's going on right now. The level of ignorance, I have to tell you, Grant, is absolutely astounding to me.
Yeah, look, it's ignorance on the one part, Al, but, I mean, being a little bit more charitable, you have to kind of point out that there are very few people alive today in the world who've seen anything like this. I mean, we have to go back to the Great Depression. And even then, not only was it not a true global depression, but something like we're on the edge of right here,
mm-hmm.
but obviously news didn't travel around the world
exactly,
back then. So people didn't get a sense of it. So what people are faced with here is a situation the like of which they have no experience of. And of course, people have lived their lives, they've gone through recessions, and it's all kind of always been fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So really, if you look at it from the other direction, why would people actually believe but this time is different. It's going to hit them between the eyes in a very, very painful way at some point, I fear. But, you know, I understand the lack of understanding of this, but all you can do is try and educate people one at a time and try and make them understand what's coming. You know, that's right. What you try and do in your radio show, and that's all you can do. It really is all you can do at this point.
No, I know that's all you can do. You know, something that I think is a very, very interesting parallel here is there is a lot of fault for the depression of the 30s in the United States that really is on the shoulders of Europe, and the same thing I think is happening right now.
For sure. I mean, Europe is a basket case right now, but from the other side of the coin, it does to eat up a lot of headlines, and it does deflect attention from problems in the UK, which just had a dreadful GDP print, down 0.7% in a quarter. I mean, the UK is back in a double-dip recession. The US, similarly, we're seeing growth. We're seeing growth fading. We're seeing some terrible results coming out from companies reporting this quarter. So things are slipping everywhere. Japan is that's a topic for another day, but that Japan is about to become another major problem for people. So this coordination of big nations, big regions, all slipping into recessions and all slipping into really tough situations at the same time is something we haven't seen. And Japan has been carried by the world for 20 years.
Right.
But everybody assumes that if other countries go the same way as Japan, that's fine. But don't forget, Japan is still in that situation. If we have Europe and the U.S. slip down that path, at the same time China's slowing, you know, look out.
Yeah. One last question. We have about a minute left here. Actually, just a minute left here. What's the psychology over where? Now, you're in the Far East. You're in Singapore. What's the psychology over there? Is it a little more realistic, perhaps, than it is for the man or woman in the street here in the United States?
Well, Asia had its own crisis in 1998, so that's turned out to be a very good piece of fortune for them because they went through it when the world could help them get back on their feet, and it made them tighten up their balance sheets and reduce the amount of debt. So we don't have that fundamental debt issue here, but obviously we build the goods that are supplied to the rest of the world. So as the world goes, so does Asia. This whole decoupling thing, we're not ready yet. So if the world has a really nasty recession, believe me, it's coming here to Asia as well.
And on that positive note, we're going to be back for the next two segments. Grant is going to be back in the last segment of the program to help me wrap it up. He's going to be talking there, his impressions of the situation in the United States. And I don't mean to be depressing, but you know what? We got to be realistic. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityC-Energy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySEAEnergy.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour, continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. One comment about Grant Williams, you know, who... one of the brightest guys, in my opinion, out there in terms of, you know, having financial insights, et cetera. I think his views on Europe that we just heard are spot on. In the next segment, we're going to bring him back, and he's going to give his views on what's going on in the United States. Let me tell you, it's not even close to being pretty. Okay, we got Trader Raj on the line with me right now. You know, Tex brought up something that was really, really interesting on our forum, and I want to talk about that a little bit with Raj right now. It's not really an economic issue, but it's an issue that I think is very, very important. We were talking about the increased violence in a daily editorial earlier this week that's going on in the United States, and I said that I felt that one of the reasons that was happening was because of economic conditions. People are scared. People don't know what's going on. People are wondering if they're going to have enough money to eat, you know, next week or what have you. And I think that's causing an awful lot of instability in our society right now. But Tex brought up a point that is really, really interesting. Here's a direct quote. He says, in the 1930s, economic times were tough, tougher than today. No mass episodes of violence occurred or innocent people were wantonly murdered. Guns were even more prevalent than today. You could purchase a Tommy gun in a hardware store until 1932. The populace of that day was generally of high moral caliber. Violence in movies was minimal and there were no video games. Very, very interesting point, Tex. I think that your philosophy is indicative of the philosophy of most of the people in your great state. I have to say that I think that the violence that is being depicted in motion pictures today is over the top. And I'm going to suggest that Michael Moore, in his movie Bowling for Columbine, was absolutely 100% correct. The violence that is occurring in society today is
not totally attributable, but attributable to a very large extent because of the entertainment industry. The violence that is portrayed in movies today is way, way over the top. Some of the pornography that we're seeing on the internet is way, way over the top. And what is that resulting in? That's resulting in many members of our population thinking that that stuff is just a norm. It's okay. You know, what goes on in the Batman movies, what goes on in some of the other movies is fine, no problem. You know, it happens in the movies, and, you know, the actors, after they are supposedly killed, get up and walk away. So it's not really a reality, possibly, to those people. I have to take a stance on this, and I have to say I believe from the bottom of my heart that the entertainment industry needs to be held accountable for a lot of the despicable violence that's going on in society today. Take a stand. Don't support that. Trader Raj, what do you think?
Well, first of all, there were two kinds of violence in the 30s. One of them was pointed out by Lynn, who's a very smart person and a blog contributor. She said that Hoover sent MacArthur 500 infantry, cavalry, and tanks against the wives and kids, against the men who wanted the government to give them what they were promised. This was veterans looking for some help in the 1930s. But that basically is unrelated to the kind of discussion that we're having today. Also, one other kind of violence that was quite prevalent for a brief period of time in the 30s was the gangs fighting with each other, the mafia and the people fighting over prohibition and things like that. It got pretty violent there for a while, but mostly they were killing each other, not innocent people. But once again, that kind of violence had nothing to do, in my opinion, with what is going on today. I think that 90% of the problems that you're seeing out there now, which we are addressing on this discussion, has to do with children that are basically thrown out into the street with little supervision, parents not around, no fathers nearby, single mothers working hard trying to raise these kids. They can't watch them all the time. And these children are watching very violent video games. They're playing those games. They see this junk on television. They go to the movie theaters and they see more. And they get a steady diet of this stuff because these kids are bored. They don't have any leadership from parents. I'm not saying that's the everybody, but it's a lot of kids. Because of broken marriages and a situation where children don't have the advantage of a good home with the discipline and leadership from mom and dad. So what are we getting? We're getting little kids, kindergarten on up, are raised on a steady diet of violence from like the kindergarten, first grade, all the way up into high school, and they replicate this stuff and they copy it because they think this is the kind of thing that's going on. You see it in television. You see it in rap music. You see it in video games. The video game industry, I have never seen any of the video games these kids play. I've only heard about it. But I would take a wild guess and say that 9 out of 10 of the games they play all have to do with somebody shooting each other on the game. And that's the way the game is played, as near as I understand it. And the video games companies sell this stuff because they want to make money. You know, Microsoft wants to sell an Xbox, which is the operating platform for this junk, and then the game purveyors design the games and sell the software, and that's what these kids do. These kids aren't doing chores. They're not playing sports. They're not doing their schoolwork, and they're not paying attention trying to do the things that we had the benefit of when we were youngsters. So I think that is the majority of the problem now.
You know, Wynn brought up a very, very interesting point yesterday on the forum, and he says, and I quote, "We seem to act by emotion in the country anymore, whether it be an act or our response to an action. When a nation loses its moral virtue, it becomes debased and opens itself to evil nature. Simply speaking, man has a permanent sin nature. Please forgive me, I use the word sin, okay? We have removed prayer from our schools, instilled foolish men permanently into Congress, opened the gates to immoral lifestyles, etc. Okay, so here we are wondering what in the world is the cause of our problem. The church is in decline. God is denied and no longer welcome in our nation, okay? the United States of America, when the nation repents and the church repents of its sins, there's that S word again, and turns back to God, then we can become a people of high moral value. Otherwise, the economy is going to collapse within 2 years and the United States will no longer be. When I agree with you 100%. Now, a person's religious values are his or her personal, their agenda, how they believe in God, if they believe in God, etc. That is simply their agenda. You know, God gave us free will. People can do theoretically whatever they want. But I have to agree with you 100%. Purely and simply speaking, a large portion of the United States has lost its moral values. When that occurs, that is when a nation goes into major decline. And I agree with everything that the folks on our site are saying. We are going into decline, and that started a while ago. If we're going to turn this around, you can't support violence in the entertainment industry. You certainly can't support violence in terms of our society, okay? You can't glorify, you can't give these hideous perpetrators the amount of press that they're getting, because that in essence makes them feel important, for lack of better terms. Don't support acts of violence in entertainment. Don't support acts of violence and acts of pornography on the internet. You know, I'm sounding like my dad used to sound when I was a kid, and I swore I'd never be that way, but I have to tell you, I don't see any alternative to that. Rod, you got the final word, buddy.
Well, I think what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to go through a couple of rough years here, maybe with a war. And I think there's a major cleansing coming to the world and to the United States where a lot of this stuff is going to fail and get washed away. People are saying it's the end of America, it's the end of our lifestyle. I say perhaps, and maybe temporary, and maybe even temporarily it could get worse, but I think for the longer pull, I believe in the heart of America, and I think that the people will return to things that were formerly good about the United States. It's going to take some time, but I think it'll come back.
I agree 1,000%. Stick around, I'm going to be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Quartz on Economics Report. I've got my buddy Grant Williams with me right now. Grant writes a newsletter called Things That Make You Go, It's free. He does it basically out of a passion. He also manages money in the Far East from Singapore. Travels the world over speaking, though. He's a very, very interesting guy. And I have to tell you, this week in this edition of his newsletter, I felt that he took probably the first 10 pages of the newsletter and he outlined exactly how serious the situation is in the United States. Let's not use the word is at this point, but say is going to be come December 31st with the financial cliff that this country could very, very easily go over. It is rather amazing how serious this could be. And at the risk of being an alarmist, you could be talking one of the gravest events, if it isn't sorted out, that ever happened to this country from an economic standpoint. You want to talk about that, Grant?
Hey, Al. Good to speak to you again. Yeah, the fiscal cliff is real, and it's approaching. I mean, interestingly enough, it was a phrase that was coined by none other than Mr. Bernanke. But what we have is a whole bunch of the Bush tax cuts are expiring, which I think people are familiar with from a headline perspective. But there's a whole bunch of other tax cuts that are going to be automatic and also spending reductions that automatically kick in on the 1st of January. And the net result of those is going to be a $607 billion hit to U.S. GDP if it happens. Now, obviously, when the U.S. is growing 3 or 4% a year, they can maybe manage that. But the way things are at the moment, that hit to GDP is going to topple the country into a huge recession, if it's not already there when we get to December 31st. So the problem is obviously that this is going to require some kind of sensible approach by Republicans and Democrats to either postpone the Bush tax cuts, which is really what the U.S. needs to do in order just to keep this thing going. But obviously that's a very hot political potato, and the Democrats are already insisting on letting at least some of them expire. And we saw with the debt ceiling negotiations in August of 2011 that when push comes to shove, these guys are far more interested in the political appeal of a certain idea than the actual sensible approach. So I'm very concerned that by the time we get round to January, this thing could be allowed to slip by politicians looking to grandstand. And if it does, I mean, the size of tax cuts is huge. I mean, the top rate of tax on January 1 is going to climb from 35% to 41%. Dividend income is a massive jump there. It's currently 15%. That's going to go up to 45%.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you're going to see people selling stocks ahead of this if it looks like that's going to happen.
Yeah. And
capital gains, likewise. Capital gains is going to go from 15% to 25%. So these are big adjustments in tax rates. And currently, people are not really talking about this. It's just starting because we're getting to that point now where we've got 3 months left before this all kicks in. So people are starting to get the deal here. But thankfully for the US, Europe's kept this off the front pages. But I suspect whether Europe gets fixed or not, which as we've discussed at length, can't happen. But if Europe fades from the front pages, then this fiscal cliff issue is going to be all over them. I can guarantee you that. So people better get an understanding of what it's going
to
mean.
Okay, here's an interesting opinion though, and it's I happen to agree with you on all counts. Okay, I do, and virtually every single one of my colleagues does, with the exception of our CPA. He does not feel that the tax cuts would make any difference whatsoever. Now, here's the argument, and here's the argument that Mr. or Mrs. Joe Average is going to probably buy because they don't have a whole lot of acumen in the area of economics and finance. And that is, on the surface, if you look at the tax cuts, okay, and you consider everything, you consider the quote-unquote tax on the millionaires, you consider the dividend tax, et cetera, they're going to say, look, a simple income statement shows you that if revenues grow, okay, the company is going to be healthier financially if revenues grow. I would maintain that that's not the case because I would maintain that the implications of these eliminating the tax cuts would really hurt the economy dramatically because I think that business would, I don't want to say totally dry up, but to a large extent it would dry up. Your comments on that?
Comparing it to revenue is a tricky thing to do because revenue is obviously a first derivative. That's the money that comes in the front door. Taxes are a derivative on a derivative. So you can raise taxes all you want, but if people aren't making money, they don't have the money to pay those taxes.
Correct.
And we see this all the time. The guys who raise taxes, we just saw it in France with Monsieur Hollande, who's become something of a bête noire of mine. But they make these tax pronouncements. We are going to raise tax to 75% on the super rich, and it will bring in X. Now, if you look back over all these similar periods, pretty much any point in history, certainly recent history, every time you raise taxes, generally you raise less taxes because people adapt their behavior to avoid paying the new taxes. Of course, I mean, nobody wants to go to work and pay three quarters of their money to the government, which is what we're seeing in France and in certain parts of that particular dynamic. And so saying we're going to raise taxes and it will do X, that's never going to be the case. So I think we are going to see the political stalemate that always comes with these things because it's such a hot button topic. That's the real danger here. If they're going to let the tax cuts expire or they're going to extend them, at least we know and people can work around that. But I suspect we're going to see just this terrible situation that we saw on August of 11th with the debt ceiling negotiations. And incidentally, that's going to have to be done again.
Right.
The debt ceiling is going to need to be raised. That's just one more thing. That's one more part of the fiscal cliff we haven't spoken about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the paralysis that's the real problem. And I just don't see in such a divided house politically how these guys are going to come together for the common good rather than for the gain of political capital. And it's that stalemate, that paralysis that led to the downgrade in the U.S. debt last year, and it looks like it's going to happen all over again.
I thought it was rather interesting that Mr. Geithner said there was absolutely no chance whatsoever of the U.S. debt ever being downgraded. And I think the gravity of the situation is really, really evidenced by the fact that, in fact, it has been downgraded, and I'm just absolutely amazed that didn't have some more serious implications, if nothing else, in terms of the psychology of the American people. Now, having said that, okay, here's what I think the problem is. The majority of voters in this country, number one, are not informed of the situation. Number two, they don't believe it. And number three, when a president says tax cuts, the wealthy people, the successful people, are going to have to pony up and pay more. I'm afraid the majority of people in this country believe that, and I'm afraid that the president is not going to change, that the Democrats aren't going to change, because I would maintain that's their ticket to re-election, Grant.
Very possibly, Al. But unfortunately, politics is politics. The mathematics are cast in stone. You just cannot alter the laws of mathematics. So you can make all the adjustments you want to make. Mm-hmm. But if you find that you're not raising enough money and your deficit gets to a certain point, then the bond market will make you pay for that. And right now, we've spoken about this at length. The U.S. bond market is attracting all sorts of inflows, but it's a bubble of fear. Every other bubble we're seeing, the Nikkei, the Nasdaq, they're all bubbles driven by greed. The bubble in bonds is driven by fear, which is the other side of the coin. And it's a powerful emotion. So people are pouring into bonds, and it makes it look like it's all okay because the U.S. can borrow money very, very cheaply. But the trouble is when this turns, and it will turn because ultimately the mathematics are going to matter. But when it turns, rates go from 1% to 2% to 3%. And between 3% and 8%, there's a big vacuum because the deficit is unsustainable and unfinanceable at 4%, 5%, 6%. It doesn't matter. So, this false sense of security that 10-year rates of 1.3% gives you is a very, very dangerous thing indeed.
Now, the other side of the coin, to add more fuel to my argument, is that when people start talking about the Democrats spending less money, okay, that's another key issue. That's a huge political win for the administration. Look, I'm going to spend significantly less money. Look what my predecessor did. Look at all the money that he spent. Comment on that one.
Well, they've got to do it first, Al. I mean, the spending cuts are automatic on the 1st of December, and largely they really hit the defense industry very, very hard. And obviously, the lobby there is very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. So it's one thing to say we're going to cut spending. It's another in terms of where you cut it and the effect it has. And we know the Democrats are not going to want to cut spending. They're going to fight that hard. So we really don't know. It's all up in the air. We don't know how this is going to go down. What we do know is that for these two sides to come together in as divided a political environment as I can remember in a long, long time, for these two sides to come together, it's going to be a Herculean task, and they don't have the time to do this, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, here's a thought that I'm going to leave everybody with, kind of a joyful note. Of both spending cuts and the elimination of the tax cuts and the increases in taxes on dividends, etc., it's going to be a huge political win for the president, and this man really is driven to win. You guys have a good week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson on placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.